If you're burdened down with trouble, if your legs are wearing thin, pack your load down the road.
Noise affects you like a squeaky violin. Take your cares down the stairs.
Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave, alongside Joseph J. and
Happy Holidays!
Eric. Behind the glass.
I love the holidays.
Oh, I love the holidays.
I'm just trying to figure out what holiday
it is. Not a rerun. It's not a rerun. Just to anyone, you know, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's holiday show.
It is?
We are celebrating an entire year's worth of holidays.
I didn't know that.
In 3 hours.
In one movie.
In one movie, yes. It's in honor of a new movie.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Called Holidays.
Right. I forgot. Yeah.
Holidays.
Holidays.
Oh, Hollow Bread. Ever heard of Hollow Bread?
We're not celebrating.
I don't think I have, but it looked weird. I saw it on TV the other day.
You know what it is, though?
No Jewish holidays.
It's puffy
it's
bread.
Yes, a Jewish traditional.
Is it sweet?
Bread. I think so. It depends who you date.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Well, yeah. We're not celebrating Hanukkah. That's not one of them that we're doing. We got to cut some of them out.
Hanukkah, though.
Well, it's a Jewish thing, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm trying to remember when you eat that. Maybe people should call in and tell us when you eat that.
602-252-1480.
Yeah.
602-252-1480. And by the way, that was Bing Crosby with Happy Holidays.
Bing Crosby. I was good.
Yes. I like the house beat behind it.
You what?
I love the house beat behind it.
I know.
That was from the way back in the day.
He's the one
who started that house beat.
I know.
Ooh,
that was very nice. We're jamming.
House music.
And by the way, we are streaming live right now, video, webcam. Wave to all of our viewers. Hey,
hey,
everybody. Yeah.
Oh, they can't see me.
No, we can switch the camera around.
How come I could see me in there?
Because we can see it that way.
I don't see Eric.
Well, we'd have to flip the camera. But stre.am/breakradioshow. Again, stre.am/breakradioshow. And we might try out a different service a little bit later on if we can get a hold of our tech guy.
Consider yourself lucky that you guys can see me.
I hear
yes,
they have a streaming service called Escort.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, and there's Kathleen.
There's Escort. Oh,
wow.
Oh no, Kathleen.
There she
Sorry.
Is looking
no,
beautiful
he did
as ever.
What?
What?
Dave said
he called her an escort.
Dave.
I didn't say that.
Come on, Dave.
I did not.
That was wildly inappropriate.
I did not for $99. I didn't say escort.
Oh.
I'm going to have to play the tape back so that that Dave can hear that he didn't say it.
It was not in context to Kathleen. It was in context to streaming
video. He said it.
Oh, you said it?
I did.
What? How do you say that about her?
Because it was so easy to make you think that you said it. You were doubting yourself.
I can't believe I actually believe this.
I know.
How is that possible?
Wow.
Okay, well, hello, Kathleen. Ignore.
She said
hala.
She wants some hala bread.
You know what hala bread is? We're trying to.
She brought some.
Oh, that's
she brought
bread?
Some in studio.
Oh,
they're not donuts. I was wrong.
602-252-1480.
Excellent. Yeah, so we're celebrating all the holidays.
Yeah, we're jam packing every single holiday into one show, 3 hours. It's in honor of a movie we'll be talking about in our next segment, and the segment after that we've got on the producer of it. It's called Holidays. It's a new anthology film, horror anthology. And
really?
Yeah, so 8 different holidays.
Escorts?
In that. No, not escorts. No, no.
That.
Yeah, no, not that one.
It could be.
Yeah,
there's a relationship there.
There's probably a holiday somewhere centered around that. But no, we're going to be celebrating every holiday throughout over the next 3 hours in order of the year, you know. And we're going to progress throughout the year.
Yeah, well, that sounds fun. And so we're going to get to Christmas, July 4th.
Yes, exactly. Thanksgiving, my favorite.
Hey, that's my favorite.
Halloween. Halloween.
Hala is that hala bread again.
Father's Day, Mother's Day.
And then what's ween? If hala ween.
We don't
want to
touch that one.
It's when you're weaning off the hala bread.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
You're eating too much of it.
Oh, ding,
I had my phone on. How do you like
ding,
that?
Ding, ding. Thanks.
I'm getting calls everywhere.
I know. It's an amazing show. Did you get an answer for that? So we might try that out.
Oh no. Let's see. No. Not yet. What? Okay.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, oh, yeah. Don't. You don't want to say that over the air. Just.
Oh yeah.
We're asking for passwords.
So where's what's the stream so I can look it up and hear the audio?
STRE. .am/breakradioshow
S T what?
S T R E.
Go to the doctor. Okay.
.am/breakradioshow And we might try out a different one. We might periscope ourselves or something.
Ooh,
a little bit later,
yeah,
on. Because we've got some amazing in-studio guests.
Unbelievable.
I'm so excited. We've had them on. We had both of these people on before. Yeah, we had them on the radio.
But not in-house.
No, not in-house.
Whoa.
Christmas time. Speaking of Christmas time.
Yeah.
We had on
I'm not
Paul,
seeing any streams. Sorry.
S-T-R-E dot
I'm there. I'm on the page. It says Breakthrough Entertainment, but there's no video.
No video. I see me, though.
Yeah.
There I am.
Well,
how come I can't get it?
I'm not sure why.
I'll try.
We'll have to look into it. That's why I'm saying we should probably try the Periscope.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Yeah. But so STRE.AM.
I just wanted to hear if the audio quality was decent.
Well, I know. It's not a direct audio today.
I don't know.
It's just in studio. Yeah. Because it's for our in studio guests. Paul Rodriguez is going to be joining us at 10 o'clock. He will be giving us all the laughs. He's performing out there at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah.
Right?
Great place. I haven't been there yet, but I want to go there. I hear it's great.
Oh, it's an amazing place.
You've been there?
Yeah, my friends
Excellent.
Love it. Shannon has gone there.
You went with Shannon?
I didn't go with Shannon, but she invited me. I was
How's
busy.
How's that going, you and Shannon?
We're friends.
Okay, good. It's going
with
like
benefits.
Friends.
No,
oh, really?
No. We're just friends. I'm still looking.
No Benny's?
What?
Benny's in the chat.
No.
Right?
I'm still looking.
Benny's
and, you
in
know,
the fits.
I think I need a... Wow. I think I need a makeover.
And why are you using your hand gestures like way out
to
there?
To emphasize it. I need.
Hey, and we're on
He's
street,
Italian.
So people are looking.
Yeah, I know. I need to. I am Italian. I need to find someone to. I need someone, someone to love.
He has to sing it to remember his lines.
Yes, I'm trying, but I need a makeover. Right? So at 11 o'clock, someone might be able to help me out with
celebrity
that.
Groomer, Michelle Harvey.
So that if she, wait. If she grooms me, does that mean that I'm a celebrity?
No, that means you're going to get married if you're the grooms me.
I'm
groom, right?
Groomer,
isn't that
groomy.
Groom, the groom?
And I'm going to be the groomer.
Hey, is that what that means? I never thought of that till now. Groom means...
Like you get groomed before you get married?
Yeah, and not after.
My cat grooms me a lot, though. She like licks my arm and stuff like that.
It depends if you like it. I've heard of that stuff, Eric.
It's cool. It's good.
You know, the cat fetish.
It's good.
I think he will elevate, like in drugs, to more of the tiger or lion fetish.
Yeah.
Eventually.
It happens.
Right. What's another word for cat? Feline, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So it should be a great family-friendly show today.
Yeah. So you may get like groomed or shaved or something.
Yes.
Right? And
I
that's
might.
Good. That's
right.
Straight edge.
I know. I didn't shave purposely for today.
Yeah. I
Does
think
she
that's
manscape?
Good. Does she who?
Does she manscape?
Oh, I don't know what a manscape is, but I could try it. What is it?
Uh-oh.
What is a manscape?
That's probably for after
dark. Taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know
like
that.
What do they call what do the women call it? They call it a
Brazilian.
A Brazilian, yeah. Do you want a Brazilian?
I never heard of this stuff. Am I way behind or what? I have not.
You don't watch enough Bravo TV.
Yes.
Oh well, she is on Bravo. She's part of the tour group. I think it's Tuesdays at 10, I believe. And I've seen some of them. It's pretty interesting. Right?
Yeah.
And we'll talk a little bit about that as well. Her website is phenomenal, though. She gives dating advice.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Dating advice, you get, you know, what to do on a first date, the grooming, she says, and you'll be maybe surprised of what she says, the worst thing a man can
is she
not
married?
Groom. She is not married.
Well, then how can she give dating advice?
Because she
Does she date?
Yeah.
Like, a lot?
Well, I don't know.
Can she give me advice?
I think that might be extra overtime.
So we'll have her on for at least a couple segments. Then.
Yeah. So she'll give you advice.
Okay, I appreciate it.
And
And in the meantime, if any girls are interested, 602-252-1480.
Yeah, there's a number.
Yeah, 602-252-1480. I am looking.
Oh, hashtag.
Hashtag
I am looking.
Yeah.
Hashtag I am looking for a fox.
It was a cat. He elevated to the fox.
Yeah.
I bypassed the fox, Eric. I thought he'd go right to the tiger, but he went to the fox. What do you think of that?
I don't know.
I'm looking for a lion.
A fox isn't a cat, but...
Well,
it's close enough.
It's a dog, though. I don't...
It's a canine, yes.
Yeah.
I think next time he'll say sheep.
No, no, we did a sheep show. Remember
that? I don't remember that one. Yeah, was it good?
Yeah.
Was it not bad? I don't remember that. I really don't.
Wow.
It must have been good though.
You know, speaking of good.
Yeah.
You know who gives good automobile service?
Yes, I do.
You totally threw him for a loop.
Am I on Ustream?
Yeah, they saw you there on stream. They saw the like surprised look in your
deer in the headlights.
Oh, yes, I'm supposed to say that.
That is a good one. Yeah, of course, Alexander's All Care Automotive, and he is, I don't know, he's just one of these guys that are trustworthy, and you got to like that, Eric, right? When you go to...
Of course.
I mean, trustworthy, to me, is almost everything when it comes to auto, and he's that and more, though. I mean, he's just a great guy, fair, and he does a great job. That's Alexander's All Care Automotive, 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. I'm no longer stunned or confused.
I'm glad.
A song, right? Dazed and Confused by, who was that?
It was a movie, too.
That's what you looked like a minute ago when you mentioned
exactly.
The
but there was a big group that did that, Dazed and Confused.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, and that you have the...
I'm wearing the shirt.
He's wearing the shirt.
You would have thought that was a clue.
Yeah, that was a good clue. He gets 10 points.
Yeah. And by the way, our stream audience is asking us if we can broadcast on You Now. I don't know what that is. We're working on trying to get Periscope up, yeah.
You Now?
You Now. I don't...
Hey Now.
Hey You Now.
Oh, I never heard of You Now.
Me either. I'm not sure. We're on stream right now, stre.am/break radio show. Why do I keep saying Brack radio show?
Yeah, Brack. What is Brack?
I don't know. Barack Obama, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, Barack Obama. Yeah. Maybe What's not. He doing these days?
I don't know. He's not got much going on. But I do want to mention, you know, looking at this camera here, that on our webcam.
I see me.
I think that you look a little bit like...
Donny Osmond.
No. You look a little bit...
Like Ron Jeremy.
Like Michael Strahan, and I look like Kelly Ripa.
Michael Strahan?
What?
He's black.
Well... Come on.
And you look like Kelly who?
And he quit that show, by the way.
I know. And that's what my point is. All that drama. Have you heard all that drama going on?
I have. I don't understand it. What, he didn't tell her? And
no, not he didn't. Well, he didn't. But
he got a new job.
ABC poached him. They moved him over to...
Now he's on The View.
Isn't he on ABC?
Might as well be.
He is on ABC, but they're shifting him over to Good Morning America.
And is that bad?
Well, for Kelly, she's got to find a new co-host.
Well, you or I.
I'm up for it.
Eric can do it. Okay.
I'd look great next to Kelly.
Yeah.
You would? Yeah. Well.
Or she'd look great next to me.
She would look great next to me about 10, 20 years ago.
Oh, good one. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Well, I hear Regis may come back.
I just saw him and Kelly. Or what's her name? Not Kelly.
Kathy Lee.
Kathy Lee. I just saw them on another show.
They're on the Today Show, third hour, fourth hour, eighth hour, whatever it is. Yeah.
So they have a series now?
Yeah.
They're back together.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Really? Because Frank passed away and she's...
And you know what? In high definition, it's not pretty.
Oh. Well they do get to drink. Why do they get to drink on that show and I can't drink in here, Eric?
Who said you could?
There's no law that you can't, but I just don't think that the...
You'd prefer it.
The people in charge here would not like that.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so put that thing out.
That flask?
The thing that you lit up.
What?
No, yeah. No.
Yeah,
none of that.
No, I don't have
that. I won't
that.
Allow
it's not
that.
420 yet, so put it out.
No, that was a couple days ago. But, great show.
So she got mad and she didn't show up for work.
Yes, and she's
Kelly.
Still not there, and she's not going to be there at least until Tuesday.
Oh, good. Then I don't have to listen to that voice.
Now, here she has a one-year contract left, so she's up for negotiations, evidently.
Or they might actually cancel the show. You never know what
is
might happen.
Is she good anyway, or what?
I thought she was good.
Okay.
I think she's
good. I haven't really
seen
it.
She used to bother me, but, you know.
I mean, I saw it when it was Regis.
She talks too much about her kids and everything. I mean, I hate when people talk about their kids all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you talk about your kids?
Well, I talk about Frozen.
Hey, did I tell you what my kid did the other day?
Hey, I don't care, Eric. If I wanted to hear about your kid, I'd ask you, okay?
Gee, sorry.
All right, tell me. What was it?
I was just kidding. I was just trying to irk Joseph.
You were just kidding.
If you want to talk about your kids, please do not call 602-252-1480. I don't want to hear it.
But we will take girlfriend-boyfriend details.
I will. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Are you going to open up the phones to ask questions about to this, what's her name?
I'm not sure.
Maybe. We'll have to see.
Yeah, we'll have to see. It's
a very experimental show because we're still trying to figure out Periscope.
Yeah. Oh. And let's see if I got the password back.
He's... Is he contacting us?
No, I didn't.
What's wrong with him? What's he sleeping on the job?
Probably. He's, what's going on? 9:16?
Oh, yeah. 9:16. Right.
I don't get it, that's actually. Great. So, yeah, so that's interesting news. What other news is in the news?
Someone died.
Oh, man. That was cold. And
Kathleen said William Shakespeare died. I didn't know that.
What?
Yeah, it's, today.
Oh,
right, today.
Oh, I thought you said William Shatner.
No, he's still alive. We had him on the show once. Yeah.
We did?
Yeah, we did. Remember?
Oh,
it was a pre-recording.
One of my
yeah.
favorites.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's very cool. Yeah, okay, let's start over on that.
All right, let's what else happened in the news
today? Our thoughts and prayers are with Prince, you know, family, friends, all the fans, because that is a sad event. Right?
Yes, it is.
But you didn't say it like it was.
I didn't.
Sad.
No, that was terrible. I apologize. And we
that was Joseph.
If you see, there's a complaint on there right now. People are
that
upset.
We didn't mention Prince.
It does.
Well, no. Yeah. That I
blocked
said it very
out
coldly.
Your face, in fact.
It did. It blocked. They're blocking my face. They're very.
But
angry.
That is
but no,
sad.
No, it is very sad because
very
he was.
Sad thing.
You know, When Doves Cry is an amazing song, right? I mean,
I don't
so, so many.
That.
You don't
Purple
what?
Rain. What?
You don't know When Doves Cry?
Sing it for me.
I'm going to play it for you.
Okay, we're going to hear it now. But Purple Rain.
As soon as I find it.
He's going to find it. Is he singing it right, by the way? The words aren't coming out,
yeah, not
but
the
he's
words.
Humming
yeah,
it.
I'm trying.
Kathleen's looking like, oh my God, I'm nauseous.
This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
There we go. Ooh, he was a great guitar player.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah. A great talent.
There's a video on YouTube of Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne from ELO and Prince all doing While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and at the end Prince takes over on the lead, and they're all looking at him like, okay, stop.
Oh, wow.
And he just keeps going. And
really? Yeah, oh, wow. So this is, which one, the Doves song?
When Doves Cry.
Okay.
Yeah. And Clay Aiken sang this on tour.
Oh, that's
Aiken.
Horrible. Yeah.
No, he did good.
You know, Michelle Harvey, I think, groomed him. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, what do you think of that?
That's it doesn't surprise me.
He, you know, Joseph has a hard time dancing and talking at the same time. He really,
this?
Look, and he's like Michael Jackson, though.
Oh, yeah, okay. That was a little bit of a mix.
Anyway.
You can see Purple Rain, by the way, Prince's film. At the Cine Capri tonight.
Oh, very cool.
I think 7 p.m. Cine Capri, Tempe
nice
Marketplace.
Honor. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's cool.
And but, tomorrow as well, I think.
But truly, we are you know, very sad about this.
Yes,
and,
we are.
Thoughts, prayers. Young guy, I mean, you know, 57, how do you explain something like that? I don't know exactly what happened, I guess.
Well, they're talking about drug addiction.
How does TMZ always find these
DMC
things? It's TMZ. That Harvey Levin guy.
I went to high school with him. Did I ever tell you that?
Yes, he told us.
How does he do that? That's a real talent to be able to break stories.
Because he's got minions out there with cameras and microphones.
What's a minion? Is that a denomination of...
No,
you know,
minions are people who follow your orders.
Oh, I have no dominions. I mean, what do you call them again?
Minions.
Oh, minions.
And I have no reservations.
Well, wasn't there a show called Minions?
There's a movie called Minions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what they are? They follow you?
They like bananas.
Do you have women minions?
I actually do, yeah. I do.
Do they follow your orders?
Some of them do. Okay. Some of them do. But unless it's too graphic, then no, they won't do that.
Okay, so it's not a real minion then. Wow, this is scary being in here. I got to tell you right now. Ladies and gentlemen, get me out of here. Eric, can I go behind the board today?
Sure, you want to trade places?
I'm not sure what I'd be doing, but... Okay, what's in the coffee?
Okay.
All right, so where were we?
It is going to be a great show, and we probably should bring it back on track. And, of course, there's a lot of other movies. You didn't happen to see that Bruce Willis one, did you?
No, I like Bruce Willis.
Okay,
though.
All right. So I'll tell you how that one is.
I did see The Sixth Sense, though.
Okay, well, that's
close, that was like 25
right?
years ago.
Yeah, they replayed it.
I was just a baby. but I saw several other films we'll talk about a little bit later on, including The Boss, that new one.
The Boss? Who's
Melissa
that
McCarthy.
About?
Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, that's out?
That's The Boss?
Well, yeah, not Who's the Boss.
I thought
Tony
Bruce Springsteen was the boss.
That came out the other week, right?
Tony Danza. Yeah, that came out a few weeks ago. I caught up with a few movies that we, you know. So we got a great show.
Okay.
So, and we're going to see if we can wake up our tech guy. Wake up, tech guy. And see if we
Greg.
Can.
Oh, yeah,
Hey, Greg, let's see if we can do. No. Nope.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Hey, I'll try texting him during the break as well, because we can try to get Periscope up. Because they're still wanting the you now. They said
Periscope up. I get it.
Hey, why is your face blocked on the camera?
Because they're telling us what you now is, and I can't see it. It's too far away, so it can, you know. But we're
you sure that's not a road rage type of gesture? You now.
I don't know. It could be.
I think it is. It's a new.
But Dave, I want to start off with the very first holiday of the year.
Okay.
Valentine's Day.
That's the first? I thought it was New Year's Day. Well, Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
It is technically, but we're going to...
Kathleen, is it New Year's Day usually the
first
holiday?
I thought she said yes. It's phenomenal, but let's just go ahead and do
Valentine's Day
first, okay?
All right, we'll
Valentine's
do that.
Valentine's Day, I love chocolates, and once again, I need somebody to love, okay?
Is it true what they say about chocolates?
What?
That it satisfy you in a way that, you know...
Sexual.
I didn't say it.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Cupid. Well, I need Cupid. I need Cupid. Sam Cooke singing us into our break with Cupid.
Cupid.
In honor of Valentine's Day, we're celebrating all the holidays throughout today's show.
Yeah.
Every single holiday, including Halloween.
All right.
But Valentine's Day. Oh, yeah.
And that is true.
Some loving.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We will be right back.
Look at that arrow.
My lover's heart for me.